America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Peter Rosenberg, our dear friend from ESPN New York, lifelong Commanders fan, was in Baltimore for that game. Peter, what up, dude?
Hey there. How you doing? Hi. How's everyone doing?
We're good, man. Peter, I don't know if you know Logan Paulson. B is out for a couple days. Logan's joining us, kind enough to give us some time for the last couple days.
We were just talking. How you doing?
Great, man. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
So I want to ask you this. I want to get... You work in sports, like you understand things on the 30,000 foot level, but you're also just a crazy burgundy and gold fan. Cliff Kingsbury earlier today said that TJ Watt is keeping him up at night. Like he's legit shook about TJ Watt. How nervous are you about that matchup?
Well, I mean, listen, anytime you're playing against someone who's just that good and disruptive and dangerous, yeah, it's certainly something you have to be thinking about, you know, particularly when you have a quarterback who is so important to the success of this team. By the way, how's Marcus Mariota feeling? He's good?
Yeah, he seems totally fine.
Okay, good, good, good. Just making sure. That could be a little thing that I could see derailing a season. That, like, you don't want to ever end up in a spot where you have to go to your number two guy. As we saw, he was so big in that Carolina game. It's so important to have that. But, yeah, no, keeps me up. He's really, really good, you know, and I'm glad to know he's keeping Cliff Kingsbury up at night. He should be. And the fact that Cliff Kingsbury is that kind of guy seemingly is part of the reason why this year's been so good so far. So, listen, I'm nervous about this game, but I like the Commanders on Sunday. I do. And I still think Vegas is sort of disrespecting this team.
What makes you nervous about the game?
It's just a real step up competition-wise. I mean, if you really look at what has happened so far with this Commanders season, it's been amazing, and it's also been sort of laid out by the gods. I mean, we lost to the Bucks, turned out to be a pretty good team. Managed to get by the Giants without scoring a touchdown. Beat the Bengals in a great game before we knew the Bengals were going to struggle the entire first half of the season. Got the Cardinals before the Cardinals looked like the Cardinals. Although maybe that one's misleading, right? Because maybe we were just that good that week. But then you talk about, you know, the Browns, Panthers, Bears, Giants. These are not world beaters. And the one team that's very good we lost to by a touchdown in Baltimore. So, listen, Pittsburgh's a real team. The next 2 weeks are by far the litmus test for this team. Like, are the Commanders a really fun story and a team that can make the playoffs, or are they a team, particularly with the addition of Marshawn Lattimore this week, that people have to go, oh my God, no, this is a team that might compete for the NFC. I think we'll learn a lot about that with two really well-coached one really well-coached team this weekend and two really talented teams over the next 2 weeks.
For sure. Talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg, Hot 97, ESPN New York, 8 billion jobs. Follow him at Rosenberg Radio. I don't know that – I want to let you react to the Lattimore news. It was probably the biggest move at the deadline. Maybe not the biggest, but a really big one. He gives them something they don't have, a true star, you know, CB1 shutdown kind of guy. It's starting to look to me, at least, that he's not playing this week. He didn't practice yesterday. It doesn't look, at least the portion open to media today, he didn't practice. Got to talk to him in the locker room yesterday, and he kind of made it clear, I'd like to go. We got to go through all the evaluations, talk to the medical people. But how excited were you, and what do you think this does for Washington?
Well, I mean, listen, we all watched the Giants game last week, right? I mean, this is the one spot that you know this team needed help. And there are a couple of guys who really, to me, have exceeded expectation so far, right? And you know, I love Benjamin St. Juice. This is going to help him get to a better be in better position. Forbes has shown glimpses so far this year. But, like, you know, we've talked about this many times. This defense is not a super, super stacked defense with talent. And in Lattimore, you get a guy who, if not for the injury issues the last couple of years, is in the conversation for the best at the position in the league. So, you hope it immediately makes an impact whenever he can get on the field. And by having him there, it puts other people in positions they should be in and just makes it a more stout defense. But also, I just love – it's just another Adam Peters being Adam Peters. Like, you're dealing picks that you got this summer to make immediate impact at the trade deadline. That's called what real football teams do. And we have not done things like that for 20 years.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Yeah, and obviously this move kind of indicates that they, you know, could potentially see themselves as making a playoff push. Like, where do you see this team's at in regards to that?
Well, yeah, they clearly do see it that way, Logan. That is how I read into that too. They think why not this year?
Do you think that too? Is kind of what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Okay. Got to rewire that Redskins fan brain, dude. It's hard. It's hard to allow your mentals to be like, yeah, this team is serious to be reckoned with.
Well,
you know.
Well, the question is okay. So let's just talk about who do I absolutely think is better in the conference. The only team I can say that I know is a level up in the conference is Detroit, in my opinion, guys, after watching them for the last 2 years. That is a very serious and ready right now football team on both sides of the ball. After Detroit, guys, there's not a team that scares me. So you're talking about Philadelphia, you're talking about Minnesota, Green Bay, Atlanta, Tampa, Arizona. None of those teams scare me. So long way of answering your question, Logan, as I work it out in my head is, yeah, I absolutely feel this team should be playing the second weekend of the playoffs. And I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that we're playing Detroit for the NFC Championship. I don't see why that's not a possibility.
I think you're right. And we just have to, like, be comfortable saying it. I think everybody here is like, oh man, it's been so bad for so long and things go wrong and all that. And at some point we've all got to recognize collectively, new day in Ashburn, new situation, new ownership. They're about to bring us media food. Like, everything is new out
Whoa.
Here.
Whoa.
Yeah. 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 Watch out.
Well, we get media food Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Send me a picture. I want to see what the meal looks like before I celebrate too hard, but
bro,
this is,
I could read you the menu today.
There's a menu? Oh, my God. This is like flying JetBlue Mint. What do you got?
Yo, so here's what they've done. On Wednesdays, one of their big sponsors, Paisanos, brings in subs and pizza. On Thursdays, they let us have the food the players eat. Chef Connor's.
Crushing it.
It's phenomenal. All right, ready?
Here we go.
Shrimp. Miso koji butter chicken.
Okay.
Jasmine rice with peas and corn. Chili crisp escarole? I don't even know what that is. Escarole?
It's good.
There's more things I don't know how to say. Mushroom and Indusia sausage pasta, coconut curry with chicken, and he makes chocolate chip cookies.
I think it's andouille. Isn't it andouille?
Nah, dude. This word is N-D-U-J-A.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. I'll text it to you so you have it.
Wow.
Just this, so you know, no, I'm not crazy.
By the way, though, we're joking, but, like, it's big boy. It's adult stuff to treat the people who cover you this way. Like, right. That's just, you know, and they're doing things that adults do. Like, it's just. Up and down, it's such a great thing to see, man. It's a small thing, but it's great to hear. And the truth is, none of those teams, when I read through them, the only one that makes me go, I guess the only two games that would make me go, gloop, would be a playoff game with Detroit, and just on the principle of it, a playoff game with Philly. Like, those would both be scary propositions to me. But games with Minnesota, Atlanta, Tampa, Arizona, the Rams, those are all games, guys, that I would go into it expecting the Commanders to win. The other two, Detroit and Philly, I would expect us to have a chance. So why not start treating this season like it could be something special? But again, think about how different our conversation would be if they were to get trounced at home against Pittsburgh like old times, and you look up and there's – I know that we have our Commanders towels this week – you look up, you see nothing but terrible towels, and they lose, you know, 27-10. We'll have a different conversation. That's why I think this is just a big litmus test weekend.
I'm with you, and I don't see that happening. Also, did you see that they are rolling out the burgundy towels, and it was B's idea?
That was B's idea?
Yes. He said it on their postgame show, and they're like, that actually makes a lot of sense. It'll be burgundy and gold in there.
Got a lot of pull, that guy.
Yeah. Just take 2 days off in the middle of football season. Yo, all right. I've been gassing you up. Nothing but positive stuff. Do you want me to pull one little thread that might make you feel a little neurotic?
Is it about Siebert?
Yes, dude.
Ooh.
That's a good pull. Siebert. I don't like seeing kickers
always, on
the injury
report. I keep
report.
Going back and forth on, no matter how many times I read it. Yes.
Is he, what's Siebert's the deal on the with Siebert? Report?
Siebert did not practice yesterday.
What?
He was a DNP yesterday with his right hip. I don't like seeing kickers on the injury report.
Don't love it. Don't love
no,
it.
No, you don't. You don't love that. And, you know, listen, being in New York, I've seen two teams who kind of both suck anyway, but get ravaged by not having kicking, right? The Giants and Jets have been brutalized by kicking. And he's been so money. Like, every time we have a drive that stalls out, and I think we'd all three of us would probably agree, if we were to nitpick the offense, that's the main issue, right? These drives that start great that we struggle to close in the red zone. Siebert has bailed us out a million times by nailing everything inside 50 yards. So, yeah, it's a little scary. What do they have? What do they have just in case?
Probably not address it yet. If you see them add a kicker to the practice squad, means this is more serious than not. Could it just be a rest day, basically, and they put something down on the sheet? Don't worry yet. I'll text you if you need to worry.
Thank you. Thank you. But by the way, and that is a serious thing, and it shouldn't be downplayed. But if that is our main thing to worry about this week, we're doing pretty good for Week 10. Let's be real.
That's true. Peter, we appreciate you, buddy.
Guys, it was a pleasure. Let's go. We watched so many brutal Steelers games in Washington. Let's have a glorious win this weekend with lots of Commanders fans there. It would be tremendous. And I'll see you home for the Dallas game in a couple weeks.
Look forward to it, man. That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg at Rosenberg Radio.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.